In this era, hacking is certainly an amazing skill, but what consequences concern hackers all the time? Welcome to Law & Order Podcast. I'm Nalyonda, and I'll be your host for this episode. Today, I'll be talking all about the case of the hacking of the Horizon Fast Ferry website. So without further ado, I will lead you through the walkthrough of the case. So to start this off, I would like to talk about the details of this case first. The Riau Archipelago's regional police officers have found the hacker of the Horizon Fast Ferry website. The culprit, with the initials JT, hacked the website repeatedly in the span of 4 months before the police finally caught him. The culprit, JT, got his hacking skills from his university degree, which was telecommunication, and he had already graduated. As a result of hacking the website, he benefited through blackmailing the victims for their money. The first time he hacked it, the IT team of the website's company managed to fix the website. Same goes for the second time. Finally, the last time he hacked into the website, the IT team didn't manage to decipher it. From February until June of 2023, JT hacked the website to use as blackmail to the owner of the website, but the police caught him just before he did that. As for the website, it remained unusable for those 4 months, and the ferry company was forced to sell the tickets manually. Another thing that's worth noting is that his action goes against the second Pancasila, which reads, a just and civilized humanity. JT doesn't even think about his victims, which goes against humanity in general, really. And that resulted in the victims being blackmailed for their money. His actions also contradict the law of the Republic of Indonesia No. 11 of 2008 and No. 19 of 2016 concerning electronic information and transactions, which is about using the electronics for the purposes that don't go against humanity. Certainly, JT's actions didn't go without consequences. Consequently, JT was caught on the 20th of June in 2023 at the Marico office that's located at the Satrio Tower building in South Jakarta. JT was threatened with the punishment of a maximum 8 years of prison and a fine of 2 billion Indonesian rupiah. The police also confiscated multiple of the culprit's belongings. The things that the police confiscated were 3 email accounts, a MacBook, and an iPhone 11. My view on the matter is, the culprit deserved the punishment that he received. To emphasize one of his actions, he blackmailed his victims for his own good. And for this exact reason, he found himself in a flawed situation. Nonetheless, his actions may deteriorate sovereignty in the country. With this in mind, his actions also go against the Christian ethics. According to Revelation 4 verse 11, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. In accordance with Matthew Henry's commentary, the significance of this verse is, all true believers wholly ascribe their redemption and conversion, their present privileges and future hopes, to the eternal and most holy God. As for my perspective, this verse also means that all that was created by God also has to be taken care of by humans. God created humans, us, to take care of his creations and not to hurt people around us. And to sum it up, the hacking of the Horizon Fast Ferry website is now resolved. Even though he suffered his consequences, it still isn't fair for the victims who he blackmailed. Be fair, be kind, and don't let the malicious ways of the people around you drive you into evil. This has been Law & Order. I'm Nalyonda, signing out as your host. Thank you for tuning in.